Somebody has a sickness that comes every 3 days. It comes, then it goes away, comes back every third day. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah, Leisei Shiva Siluyoi, let him take seven Rashi, Anofim, Tribute Gisa, Anofim Ktanim, three small branches, Mishiva Dikli, from seven different palm trees, Vishiva Tzivi, and seven Rashi Ksomim, chips of wood, Mishiva Kshuri, from seven beams, Vishiva Sichi, and seven Rashi Seder, seven pegs, Mishiva Kshuri, from seven different bridges, Vishiva Ktimi, and seven like piles of dust, of ashes, Mishiva Tanuri, from seven different ovens, Vishiva Afri, and seven pieces of offer of dirt, Mishiva Sanri, from seven different door hole posts. Rashi says, Zayin Sinri, Tzinner Hadelis, Chur Ha'askupo, Shitzir Hadelis Saibaboy. That's like the poor door post where it stays on the bottom in its hole. So take seven pieces of dust from seven different door posts. Vishiva Kufri, and take seven different from seven different pieces of tar, Mishiva Arvi, from seven different boats. Like Rashi says, Kufri Zephis, Shezeptina Svinis, that they tar up the boats with. Arvi Svinis, Vishiva Buni, and seven Rashi's handfuls of Kimoni from Kimon, that's a synonym, Vishiva Bini, and take seven hairs, Midikna de Kalbasaba, from an old dog. He takes seven hairs from the beard of an old dog, v'litzarinu, tie them up, v'chalolo devei tzavoro, in your collar, in the neck, v'nira brakta, in a white string, straight cord. That's what you do. If you have the sickness, this is the eighth type of refuah. In Alamaisa, these refuahs are not bodied to the hope is minus there, they say, could be neshtana teva. Now these type of refuahs are not mamash, a medicine you take, like the one we had before, there's such an inyan of an ayin ra, of a dibur, that when a person says things, could to wife. Here also, if you have a sickness, if you do certain things, or supposedly you say certain things to the sickness, the illness, that will take away the illness. Omer Rabbi Yechonim. Liyashtot smirto zotrashi that choli shemachamames v'kadeches es aguf. You have a sickness that heats up your body, you have high temperature. Is what's the Eitzah to get better? Lishko sakina de kulu parasalo, take a knife that has all over metal, it's a metal knife, for leizo lehecho diiko vardino, and go to a place where they have a snez, a trashim, a thorn bush, for likta be nira brok, and tie onto it this white thread, white cord, yo mekama the first day, lichrog be porto, make a little indention, like a little snack, scratch on the thorn bush. Valeim and say the posig vayero malach Hashem elov. The mocha the second day lichrik beprut also scratch a little bit on the thorn bush. Valeim and say vayeme moishe and the posig says vayeme moishe asurino vayero. I'll go turn and see what's doing. The mocha the third day lichrik beprut again scratch a little bit in this thorn bush. Valeim vayar Hashem kisar liris. Like he went away to kisar. So that's the moshe here also. I could tell him the choyle sar go away from us. Omalei zatmor omalei rabacha braid the rov of Ravashi. For leima, it is chur to say a better posik than this inyan. For yoima, the posik says al tikruv haloim, don't come near. Because that's what you should tell this chel of the sickness. Don't come near to me. Shrashi shlo yikruv zeh hachelu yelov. Elo the pshat like this. Yoima kama the first day leima vayero malach Hashem elov. This vayoima moishe and the posik leima moishe. Well, the mocha the second day say leima vayar Hashem kisal liros. Well, the third day of Yom Hashem, Atikrav Haloim, don't come near. This is the pasuk you three psukim should say. V'chi pasuk like when you finish saying these three psukim, let's just say like bend down the bush, for let's take the lemahochi and say another thing to it. Hasne hasne, you should know you thorn bush. Lav mishum digvias mikol ilonei ashrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu shchint yoloch. Not because you snare is a big bush, that's why Hashem put his shchin upon you. It's the Meister by Moshe Rabbeinu with the snare, with the fire, that was the Shechina upon the snare. So the Shechina didn't come because you're a big bush. Elo mishum de meiches mikol iloni. If I care it, you're the smallest bush, you're Shvelo. Rashi says, Rashi, leitze b'listike somok lekarka, pull it down near the karkon, leitze v'yashba, bring it down. De meiches shata Shvelo, you're very small, a low bush. Ashrei kutshabrichu shchintiloch. That's why Hashem put a shchin upon you. The same way you saw the fire of the Hanani Mishov Azayah, the Yariktim in Kadmu, and you went away from it. Cain, the same thing, the Kachiminu Ashtol, the Pleni Bar Plenisim, look at the sickness, the fever that I have, the Tiorek Min Kadmuhud, and go away from me. This is the lacha you should say to this chel that you have of a high temperature. Vital the symptoms of the Gemara Rashi them in the Shchin. Somebody has boils on his body. What's the answer to get better? Le mahochi baz beziyon means we should chop you up. Mas Messiah should be healed up. Kas kisayos like cut off. Shalei lo riyamaloi. These are the two ilon malachei. These are two malachim. The yishtarchu miyaru d'stoyim. They were sent from the Eretz Doim. Uliasio to heal. Shchino ukiven. Shchino means the Shchino ukiven. They have pains. Bozach beziyach bezbazach mis masich kemoin kemecho enecho beinecho be isroch b'cho zarech ki kolot ukepredo de loy poro v'loy rovia. Kach the same thing loy tifra v'loy tirba. You should begufa de pluni ba plunisa. These are the things that you should say to this Shchin that you have. Bizoch, bizoch, Rashi said that means Shemus Hamlochim Hashem Shekurim Mismasa Zach Losim Blaz Loshim Bizo. These are different names of the Malochim. You say Mi'arad Dishtoim, that Rashi Kachu Alachish. This is the way you're supposed to say it. Veloi Mizdoim Bo. Not that really the Malochim came from Zdoim, but just as the Lachash, like the words you should say to get yourself better. Vizach Bizoch, Rashi Ein Loi Mashmoyes Lakachu Alachish. Doesn't really mean anything. Because this is the lachish that you should say. Inecho boch means barecho b'chor shleitadim yaseh. Don't get redder than you are. Esrecho boch shleitarchim. Don't come wider. He called it shenikla zaro b'shriri bitni shleyelit. So somebody can't have children. And also it should be like a parrot, like a mule, the leipor of a lovro, that can't have children. And the same thing, you shchin, you burl upon me, don't spread out on me. Vital kippah. Somebody has the sickness of kippah, that Rashi has a babuas. Somebody has a lot of blisters on him. Another pshat is Rashi has loshen rabbeisai the kippah the misha kafei a shade. If a shade came into him, so what's the answer to get better? Leimahoch. Let him say this. Cherev shlufa. There's a stretched out sword. The kaleya natushen, stretched out sling. Loi ishmei yoichva. Your name is not yoichva. Cholin makovim. Whoever is sick and has pains. That's what you should say. Rash lehm ha'ochi lachash ba'amu. These are stam medib, stam words to say. L'sheda, somebody has an emes shade inside him. How he's afraid the shedim will hurt him with mazakim. What does he say to get rid of them? Lehm ha'ochi, heves depokik depokik. You should be stuffed up. Heves litato, you should be cursed. Tovor broken. O Meshumas Pontishamtui, Bartino, that's we call you Bartome, the son of a Tome, Bartino, Ki Sham Gaz, Marigas, Fiestemio. These are things you say, these are the Lachash. Shrashi, Havilachash, Tit Tobo, Meshumas, Nikulu, you should be cursed, Venishpa, broken, Meshumas, Ye Shade Zesh, Shmoi, Bartino, Bartino. That's the name of the shade, that's what you should be. But the shade of the base Akisi, somebody meets up with the shade. From the base akisi is a trashim hezek leimalachazir. The base akisi, if the shade from the base akisi hurt you, was mazig you. This is what you should say: leimahochi akakafi diari trashi beroy shari zocher should be on the head of a male a lion. The yusa degriusa trashim means of a chaitim the nose levi in the cave of a lady a lion. Ashkechtinu lisheda I meet up with the shade. Bar Shurika Panda, the Misra, the Karsa, in the these trashy Kach Shemal Mish the Karti Chaste, the Arugas Karsha Nafaltif, is in the Arugas, the loins of Karsha, when I make these beans, Nafaltif, I throw you down. The Chafte Beluya the Chamra, I like hit you with the Beluya, with the Lechi, with the jawbone, the Chamra of a donkey. Chatrusa, I hit him. Trashy Belechi Achamor, El Kitif. But Mishnah says, "Ubnei Malachim bezagin." Ubnei Malachim allowed to walk out with bells on Shabbos. Habada, providing that the bell is stuffed up, that doesn't make any noise.
because if it makes noise about it, it's also to use a kli shear on Shabbos. But b'nei melachim could walk out because they're used to walking out in the even in the weekday. So Mishnah says, who then anybody could do it. So the Merman Tan, who's the Tan holds anybody could walk out. That even though really only the rich people are usually aware of this bell, so the chur of the kasher is for a poor man, we should be afraid. Maybe he'll be embarrassed and take it off and walk with Rebbe Shus around him. No, the Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon that holds any yid is considered b'nei melachim, a kasher of a person, that's right to wear anything that b'nei melachim wear. Shrashi man tana diktoni v'chol odin afilu onish of Yisrael. So even a non-ish of Yisrael could wear these things, and we're not going to be afraid that maybe he'll take it off, because he'll be embarrassed. It's Reb Shimon Perich Shmanesh Rotsim. B'nei Melochim Hilkach Loni Nami Chaziyim. For Loi Gnus Tzadi Dei. It's not a Gnus for him. Let's Chazoy Kiyura. He'll look like a big shirt right now, but Sholof will take it off. Nami Demigo Dechidishu Sholof Amachvoy. He'll take it off. No, we're not afraid of that. That more Rav Ram, another Teretz. The orig, we're talking about this veil, is orig is woven into your jacket. Over there, I call, mail goes according to everybody. A stor shash of a veil is that maybe you'll take it off, either because you'll be embarrassed with it, or else you want to show off with it, take it off to show other people. We're talking about a veil that's a tachshit for you, so really it's mutter to wear it. Just we're afraid you'll take it off. But in the case where it's orig, where it's woven into your begad, it's tight in your begad, there we're not afraid you'll take it off with your sarab, and therefore it's mutter to go out with it. And nor did anybody let it go out with it. The Ma'aseh is brought down halacha also. Now anything that's a derech to wear, like attached to your begad, even in the weekday, you let it go out with that on Shabbos also, providing it's woven into the begad. The moshe, if it would be a shteger to have your handkerchief in your jacket, the moshe to have these fancy handkerchiefs that's a tachshit for the jacket, if it will be sewn into your jacket, it'll be mutter to go out with it on Shabbos that way. Because it's a derech in the weekday to walk out with a handkerchief in your pocket. But something you're not ruggled to do in the middle of the weekday won't help you now be frightened for Shabbos. You weave it into your beggar and walk out with it. And about this book called the Masa, it's not called bottle to the beggar. So the Mishnah. Yoitzin bebeitza sachagel. Somebody could go out on Shabbos wearing the egg of a grasshopper. This is also different type of remedies they did for refuah, to heal them. We'll see in the Gemara which refuah. Over Shane Shua, who didn't go out with the tooth of a fox? Over Mesamer Minhatsolov. That means the nail of somebody was crucified. Somebody was hanging on the stick. You want to take off the nail that it was hanging on. Mishum refuah. If you do it Mishum refuah, it's muta divra. Chacham said, no, you can't do these things even in the middle of the weekday. Now, this is a goyish thing that the goyim do. It's called Daki Amuri. It's also for you to do it. But Rashi says, Daki Amuri. Nechishu. This is like a nechish means a minig of the goyim. The pasuk says, don't go on the chuchas agoyim. So that's the machlokes. May hold this mutter, chom hold this also. So the Gemara, Yoytzim Beitzah Sachado, somebody goes out with the egg of a grasshopper. Why? The Abdi L'Shichla. People do it for sickness, Rashi L'Koyi Voizim. If you have an ear egg, V'Tolim B'Yosna, and Y'Teleya, you hang this egg in your ear, it's Merapa, your ear. Or V'Shein Shalshul. So the Gemara, the Abdi L'Shinta. People do it for sleep. What does that mean? T'Chayo, you take it out of a live fox, the tooth, L'Mandanayim. Somebody that wants to go to sleep. The Misa, you take the tooth out of a dead fox, Lamandaloy 9. Almost somebody can't sleep, and he wants to take this to be able to fall asleep. Then you take it out of a dead fox and use his tooth. Trash the Shinsa, Yesh, Shasa, Kadesh, Yishin. Some people do this to fall asleep. Yesh, Kadesh, Loy, Yishin. Some people do it if I can't, not to fall asleep. Is the Chai, Yesh, Shane, Shua, Chai. If the fox is a live fox, that's good to put you to sleep. Mashenki from dead one, that's good to wake you up. The chaya is good for the man, the nine ones want to go to sleep, and the misa on the man, the dog can't fall asleep. Right, the mesame minatzola, the avdi litirfo, it heals up tirfo, zatrashi, nafach, means you have a swelling in your body, a swelling. Maki the whole prasla tirfo, the whole masa tirfo, it's refuah for tirfo for swelling. So the Gemara mishum refuah viver remeya, and remeya is maki to do a mishum refuah. Abaye verovot yamitavayu. Anything you do, the shame refuah to get yourself better, there's no issue of darkei hamayri in it. For the Gemara, if you're not doing it for the sake of refuah, then any modnazach you do is yesh by mishum darkei hamayri. There'll be an issa not to do what the goyim do. For a time, you want to know b'raisa. Elon, you may have a very strong tree. This tree is so strong, gives off nice big pears, and the pears fall off before it's ripe. It's no good. It is soikroi v'sikro. Make a red mark on the tree. V'toyenoi b'avonim. And put a lot of stones on top of them, like near the bark of the tree. We understand why you put a lot of stones by the bottom of the tree. You don't want the tree to be so strong, so now the pears won't be so strong to fall off beforehand. So you're weakening the tree a little bit. What's this Indian? Do you want to put some red paint on the tree? The chur that some modern zaka to goyim do. This should be also. There's no rafu involved here. There's my rafu covered. What kind of rafu are you doing? And the Gemara, yes, ki hecha delischaza yinshi. We want people to see this tree. You make a simon on this tree that something's wrong with the tree, so people will know to come to daven for you. People should come and daven for you. Kidatani, like learned in a braisa. The pasuk says by mitzvah of a tomei tomei yikra. He should be called a tomatic person. What does that mean? Sorach lohidia tzar with a rabbin. The person's in tzar, he has to tell people about the tzar. Why? The rabbim yivakshol of rachmim. That the rabbim should go daven for him to heal him better, get him better. So the mile of telling people your tzar, the people should daven for you. Omer Ravina, the same thing. Kaman talina kufsa bediklu. Who do we, which man the yomer? Do we hang up, if you have a bare deckle, a bare palm tree, you want to tell people that it's bare, so you hang up a cluster of dates there? Kihai tana like our tana, that if something's wrong with the tree, you could be modiyah to the rabbin that they'll be mispalo for you. Drashid lefchazi yinshil is sim the abn, the people do it for simin. Loiduye de mishaya peroisa, the people should know this tree is like falling, its peris fall up before they're ripe. Tomei, Tomei, who ats me oime, Tomei rochot milai. Mitzvah himself has to say, I'm Tomei, go away from me. Koivsoi eshkol tomorrow, take a cluster of dates. The simenu shemeshaya peroisa, the simen that this tree is losing its peroisa, so people will know this tzar, and will come to daven for you, that the tree should get better. And then it's also called mishum dak, it's also called mishum refu. So the Gemara, tona bepirka amaroi, kai medre v'chiyah barad, so tana was saying over alochis, that we learned about the sister of dak yamori. Rashi says the Pirkei Amorim means the Perik Echad Shishnu Yibot Tosefta Masechta Shabbos Bilchos Darkei Amori. One Perik in the Tosefta talks about the halachas of Darkei Amori. The what they say over? Omalei Kulo Is Behu Mishrom Darkei Amori. Is all these things before what you say type of sickness refuah that you do? He old is not called a refuah, and they have the issa mishum darkei amari. Levar mahanya, chutz from one thing which is a good refuah. Mishiyesh le etzem migraine. Somebody has a bone stuck in his throat. Yes, he's choking on it. Maybe miyosimin. He should bring pashen oisimin means bring another bone from the same thing, if it's from meat or from a fish. Some say some of them really means oisimon and could even be the plate that you ate it from. It's moisamin. Anything that had to do with that bone that got stuck in you. Or maniach le'al kut kodeh and put it on top of your head. V'lei malei hochi and say like this. V'lei malei chad chad nochis. Go down one by one. Bolan swallow bolan nochis chad chad. Go down one by one. Is anybody mishum daki emuri? Somebody says this lachash to be able to make the bone get out of his throat to go down. This is not called daki emuri. This is called an emes refuah. La'adre, let's say somebody has a drashi etzem shodan, a bonefish that's stuck in his mouth, is le mahochi, ni atzoso kemachet, you're stuck like a needle, ni nolesa kitris, you're stuck closed up like the shutters. Shaya shaya, drashi shaya means lachashu, red, go down, go down. Do this is a chlorophore, and this is mutter. But Allah, we hold, let's get past anything you do that has a mishum refu, you're doing it for the purpose of healing yourself, there's no issa. There's no issa of Dak Yamari. Even though it's only a lachash, like we had before, you're only saying a different type of dibur, or a different type of psukim, not a real refu you're taking, still it doesn't have an issa of Dak Yamari, avia kavon is mishum refu. Sati Gemara. But these are Bosunsi cases, that's also to say mishum Dak Yamari. Ho'ime God Gedi. Rashi in his mazel, someone say I should have a good mazel.